KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have overcast skies here this morning and 50 degrees, your temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for partly cloudy skies today with the south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high of 82. And then tonight, fair to partly cloudy, low around 58. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of KJAN News. News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, a vehicle pursuit through Pottawatomie and Shelby counties ended with the suspects evading capture on Monday afternoon. The pursuit ended near 400th Street and Quince Road when the suspects were able to escape due to the terrain in which they fled their vehicle. They are believed to still be in the area, and nearby residents should be extra cautious. Shelby County Sheriff's officials warned residents to keep their houses and vehicles locked, as the suspects will be looking for transportation out of the area. If you see a suspicious person, do not approach them and call 911 immediately. KJAN News Time is 7:07. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other area news, the Council Bluffs Police Department reports a Bellevue man attempted to harm himself during an arrest early this morning. At 1:38 a.m., officers made contact with 31-year-old Paul L. Pearson, Jr. of Bellevue, Nebraska, at the Bucky's gas station on South 24th Street in Council Bluffs. Officers verified that Pearson had warrants out of Bellevue and took him into custody and placed him in the back of a cruiser. Officers then noticed he was moving around a lot in the back seat, and when they checked on him, he had gotten the handcuffs to the front of his body and wrapped a seatbelt around his neck. Officers were able to cut the seatbelt off of Pearson and get him out of the cruiser. Council Bluffs Fire then responded, and Pearson was placed in an ambulance and taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. And after being seen by medical staff, he was released and taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail and booked in on interference with official acts and being a fugitive from justice. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Saturday of 35-year-old William Ray Bonar from Bayard. Bonar was taken into custody for theft in the second degree, possession of stolen property, following the execution of a search warrant at 116 3rd Street in Bayard. The warrant was for stolen property in Adair County. Bonar had some of those items for sale on a Facebook swap page. Among the items seized into evidence was a toolbox with tools valued at $500, a gas-powered air compressor valued at $1,200 plus, new vehicle rotors, and a two-way radio, a total value of $2,400 for the items. Bonar was interviewed and admitted knowing that the items were stolen. He was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond and on a warrant as well out of Nebraska for failure to appear for sentencing. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office also reported a few other arrests. Alicia Beardsley and Patrick Beardsley of Guthrie Center were arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Both were released by a magistrate on Monday on their own recognizance. And Kimberly Doherty of Casey was arrested for OWI first offense on Monday and was later released that day. Also, Peyton Hill of Stewart was arrested Thursday for violation of a no-contact order and released the following day. The Adair County Sheriff's Department reports two arrests took place last week. Friday afternoon, 50-year-old Pamela Sue Bruins of Greenfield was arrested by Adair County deputies at a residence in rural Greenfield for domestic abuse assault by impeding the flow of air and or blood. And Bruins was taken into custody following a call from one of her daughters that her 21-year-old sister sat in a chair at a computer desk when Pamela Bruins placed her in a chokehold for approximately 5 seconds. Bruins later apologized to the 21-year-old. Sheriff's report said that Pamela Bruins was taken into custody at around 4:43 p.m. and then released on her own recognizance about 45 minutes later. And on September 15th, 49-year-old Brian Louis Peterson of Adair was arrested by Adair police on charges that include drug trafficking, more than 5 grams but less than 100 kilograms of methamphetamine, pharmacy, a general penalty, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, drug tax stamp violations, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Peterson was taken into custody after a search warrant was executed at his residence at 709 Guthrie Street, Apartment A in Adair. Inside the apartment, authorities found more than 5 grams of meth, baggies, a weighing scale, glass pipes, and currency. And while that search was in progress, a female stopped by the residence looking to purchase meth from Peterson. Peterson was subsequently charged with possession with intent to deliver meth and the other aforementioned charges. He was released from the Adair County Jail on September 18th on a $10,000 cash or surety bond, with 10% being acceptable. The Cass County Conservation Board will begin a paving project at Cold Springs Park on Monday. The board asked that all campers camping the weekend of September 26th through 27th to please vacate the park by 5 p.m. on Sunday, September 27th. The park will be closed to traffic and use for a couple of days pending weather to complete that project. The board says that they are sorry for any inconvenience may cause, but they're excited to have the project completed to offer a better experience in the park. If you have any questions, you can contact their office at 712-769-2372. The Des Moines School Board has set a date for returning to school, but put off establishing a coronavirus infection rate that would force a district to revert to online-only instruction. Des Moines Schools has been the state's only school system that has refused Governor Kim Reynolds' order that they hold at least half their classes in person unless they have received a waiver because of high infection rates. The board voted to gradually start a hybrid plan of in-person and online courses starting with pre-kindergarten on October 12th. However, the board will hear from public health experts on metrics that would trigger a return to online-only classes. The board will meet on September 28th to set those metrics. That's a look at some of the latest in the news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next, Newstime 713. The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements this morning, Richard Mulligan, age 74, of Defiance, died Friday at home. A massive Christian burial for Richard Mulligan will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Scott Richard Jensen, age 63, of Carroll, died Wednesday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. A graveside service for Scott Richard Jensen will be held today at 11 a.m. at Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll is handling the arrangements. Agnes Goodner, age 94, of Exira, died on Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Private family funeral service for Agnes Goodner will be held on Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. in the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Smith, age 85, of Greenfield, passed on Saturday at her home in Greenfield. Graveside services for Betty Smith will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery, and the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Boyd Ray Lutz, age 54, of Adair, died August 16th at his home. Graveside services for Boyd Ray Lutz will be held, Boyd Ray Lutz will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Judy Ann Bruce, age 75, of Dallas, Texas, and formerly of Manila, died on August 16th in Dallas, Texas. Memorial services for Judy Ann Bruce will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the historic Trinity Church in Manning Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Jeffrey L. Bradley, age 51, of Manila, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for Jeffrey L. Bradley are currently pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manila. David P. Testa, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for David P. Testa are pending at this time. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Mary Hanley, age 64, of Manning, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Mary Hanley are currently pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. And your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.